Two quick headlines to kick us off. Sarek just closed a $110 million Series B to push Cortex-2 and open a Boston office. And on the factory floor side, OEMs keep hitting a less glamorous bottleneck, qualifying precision parts suppliers. Both stories look very different on paper, but they intersect once hardware leaves the lab.
On Sarek, that size round led by headline is a real vote of confidence in the world model approach. Cortex-2 aims to fuse perception, prediction, and planning into one stack. But the real test now isn't research metrics. It's how Cortex-2 behaves day-to-day in commercial sites.
Exactly. Operators will judge Cortex-2 by uptime, deterministic failure modes, and how it integrates with existing fleets and safety systems. A model that looks smart in simulation can still trip on sensor noise, unpredictable human behavior, or simple edge cases you only see in production.
And don't forget integration plumbing, legacy PLCs, custom safety chains, different sensor suites, and enterprise IT requirements. Sarek's Boston presence is smart, closer to talent and pilot partners, but deployment success will hinge on orchestration, not just the model's raw capability.
Switching to the parts story, OEMs are discovering that finding a machine shop is easy, qualifying one takes months. You need first article inspections, material certificates, process audits, and settled tolerances. That qualification timeline drives when robots actually hit the line far more than prototype availability.
Chinese CNC vendors bring capacity and cost advantages, which is tempting in 2026. But the hurdles aren't just price. Language, IP controls, inbound logistics, and differing QC standards mean sample runs, corrective actions, and on-site audits, all of which add calendar risk to rollouts.
So teams are adapting, dual sourcing critical components, moving certain tight tolerance machining in-house, relaxing non-essential tolerances through smarter mechanical design, and using pre-qualification kits to speed audits. These are practical engineering fixes that directly shorten deployment timelines.
Operationally, that shifts product strategy. Warranty exposures, spare part logistics, and mean time to repair depend on supplier quality. For a system like Cortex-2, you can't treat parts procurement as an afterthought. Sensors, custom mounts, and actuators all influence reliability and integration complexity.
Bottom line, big funding and better models matter, but they collide with the messy realities of metals, tolerances, and qualified suppliers. Investors and operators should watch deployment KPIs, uptime, MTTR, integration cycles, and supplier qualification milestones, not just demo videos.
Good points. That's our roundup for today. We'll keep tracking how models and machines meet the real world. See you next time.